SBS हिंदी। दोस्तों, इंटरनेट बच्चों की ज़िंदगी का एक बहुत अहम हिस्सा है, चाहे पढ़ाई के लिए हो, मनोरंजन के लिए हो या दोस्तियां बनाने के लिए। लेकिन माता पिता का फ़र्ज़ बनता है अपने बच्चों को हानिकारक तजुर्बों से सुरक्षित रखना। और इस सिलसिले में आज हम चर्चा कर रहे हैं ई सेफ्टी कैंपेन की कमिश्नर जूली इनमन ग्रांट के साथ। ये भेंटवार्ता अंग्रेज़ी में होगी। We're speaking to the Australian National Online E-Safety Campaign Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant. Welcome to the Hindi program.
Thank you and namaste.
That's lovely to hear from you. And Julie, tell us, are a lot of children facing safety issues online, and what kind of issues do they face?
Sure. Well, I think it's pretty safe to say anywhere you look around the globe that technology is becoming a regular facet in our everyday lives. We know that 81% of Australian parents are giving their children access to an internet-enabled device by the time they are 4 years old.
Oh.
So access is starting earlier. 42% are giving their children an internet-enabled device by the time they're two. So we need to know as parents, the moment that we're handing over a digital device, that if they're really young, that we are engaged in their online lives, the way we are their everyday lives, the way that we would go with them to a park. We need to be part of their experience on the digital playground as well. We do know that one in five young Australians has been the target of cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
We know that one in four young Australians has reported being contacted by strangers online. And when we look at statistics around the globe, it's fairly consistent. So this is a common experience for children, whether they be in India or Australia.
Right. So you spoke of cyberbullying. How will you further explain this to our listeners? What would you define as cyberbullying?
Well, cyberbullying is any kind of bullying that can take place through messages, hurtful images, videos, nasty gossip. But these are perpetrated through phones or on email or through technology. What we know about cyberbullying, it is almost always an extension of social conflict that's happening within the school gates. So it tends to be an extension of the face-to-face bullying that a child might already be experiencing. But what makes it particularly insidious is you don't just leave the bully behind at the school gate. To the extent that kids are bringing devices home in their pocket and into their bedrooms or even their lounge rooms, the bullying can be pervasive and invasive, and it doesn't leave. And so that's why it's so important to get that harmful content taken down.
Sure. And what's unwanted contact? Strangers contacting kids?
Yep, it could be a stranger trying to contact a child online. It might even be an unsolicited nude picture that is sent via email or via AirDrop. There are all kinds of unwanted, attention or contact that may be happening with the child. What a lot of parents may not know is that the most popular multiplayer online games, whether it be Fortnite or Roblox or Minecraft, which may have great educational benefits, they also have chat functions. So strangers can potentially contact your kids while they're playing online, either via text or via video chat. So particularly, again, for younger online gamers, parents need to know whether or not the chat functions are turned on and off. And they shouldn't be, they should be playing these games out in open spaces, not with the closed door in the room and not with headphones on, so that you can actually hear and see what might be happening when they're playing an online game.
All right, that's good to know. And do a lot of children seek help when they feel they have been contacted by strangers or they're being bullied online?
Well, I think this is a real challenge that we need to tackle. I'm a mother of three, and I have a 13-year-old, and you notice when they go into their teenage years that they are more independent and they disconnect. And they're less likely to talk to parents or teachers or adult figures or other carers, even grandparents, if they think that there's a chance that their device will be taken away, what we call device denial. Mm-hmm. So we do need to encourage our kids to have open chats with us. Let them know before anything goes wrong that they can come to us and we can help work through these challenging issues with them without the risk of device denial. We know kids are more likely to talk to their peers and even less likely, about 12%, to report online abuse to a social media site or another website.
Okay, right. So parents should make their children aware that they can give them comfort, they can console them, and their device will not be taken away from them. And it's
right.
A good idea to talk about the issue to the parents. So finally, where can parents, and especially parents from multicultural societies or non-English speaking backgrounds, go for some credible sources of help?
Right. Well, we're fortunate in Australia to have the eSafety Office. We're the only regulatory organization in the world that deals solely with the online safety of its citizens. So parents can go to esafety.gov.au. We have a range of great materials for parents specifically, and we have these localized into 16 different languages, including in Hindi. And we're also, through the Start the Chat campaign, making sure that we're getting out these localized fact sheets, which also have important cultural differences. We know that cultural context is really important, and family structures are important, and the way that technology might be used in different cultures is important. So we're distributing these materials. We've got them on at esafety.gov.au, but we're also getting out to community schools, libraries, and the media, including through this Hindi program, to get the word out that this content is available to help parents and kids themselves work through these online challenges.
Thank you so much for your time today, Julie. I'm sure this will be of great assistance to parents and also maybe children who would be listening to this program.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।